Every year, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums visits the U.S. Capitol with the purpose of informing lawmakers about their conservation efforts and to seek financial and legislative support to continue their initiatives. It's also an opportunity for conservationists to educate elected officials about the plight of some of the world's most endangered species.
They love animals, so they know what we do and why we do it, to try to save them.
While some of the animals present here, like this boa constrictor, are not endangered, their purpose is to be ambassadors for those who are. To raise awareness in Washington, the Center for Biological Diversity brought attention to several blueprints introduced by members of the Republican majority in Congress that effectively weaken ESA, the 1973 Endangered Species Act, which provides a framework for modern conservation efforts to protect threatened species. So we asked Utah Republican Congressman John Curtis for his opinion.
I'm not going to answer that question.
The Fish and Wildlife Service also declined to speak with VOA, but the agency's former director, Dan Ash, now president of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, spoke to us about the challenges of getting Congress to act on behalf of endangered animals.
I think the challenge with endangered and threatened species is the lack of resources to fuel the implementation of laws like the Endangered Species Act. And again, our members at the Association of Zoos and Aquariums are committed to try to help and get those resources. That's why we're here in Congress today, meeting with members and trying to get support.
During this event, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums honored Illinois Democrat Mike Quigley for his leadership on environmental issues. But while Democrats seem to receive more recognition on matters of conservation, John Calvelli at the Wildlife Conservation Society insists there is support for conservation initiatives from both sides of the political aisle.
Democrats and Republicans, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive, of very much of a concern for endangered species, for the importance of saving wildlife and wild places.
Even with some bipartisan support, the issue of saving rare animals on the planet can still ruffle some feathers inside the U.S. Capitol. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.